In July, we said Dallas had the widest gap in football, a top-five offense welded to a dead-last defense that produced 11 takeaways all season, and spent everything on one half of it: a first-time coordinator from the Fangio tree, two Pro Bowl linemen by trade, and both first-round picks. The floor was the turnover math giving back about two wins. The unpaid bet was dead last to good under a play caller who'd never called anything. Camp in Oxnard has been a daily audit of that bet, and the audited item keeps being the exact one July-flagged takeaways. Today's practice, per the team's own practice points from Patrick Walker's crew, opened with Christian Parker's defense dominating, hard to run on, sticky in coverage, and forcing turnovers, capped by PJ Locke dropping into the end zone and intercepting Dak Prescott in a red zone drill. Locke, notably, is Parker's guy from their shared Denver years. Chemistry the team's coverage credits for how fast he's absorbed the scheme. Earlier in the week, it was Kobe Durant, the ball-hawking corner import, undercutting a Prescott throw to CeeDee Lamb near the goal line for a pick, and later breaking up a deep shot to Marquez Valdez-Scantling, per Todd Archer's ESPN camp file. Caleb Downs, the 11th pick, has been the versatility piece the draft profile promised, nearly converting a hurried Prescott throw into an interception off fellow rookie Malachi Lawrence's pressure, per blogging the boys' notes, while showing up everywhere from the slot to the post. A defense that took the ball away 11 times in 17 games last season is generating takeaways in practice against a top-five offense multiple times a week. August practice picks don't carry to September, but they are the precise behavior this renovation was purchased to produce, exhibited by precisely the purchased pieces. The trenches tell the same story from the ground up. Quinnen Williams and Kenny Clark, the trade centerpiece and the Parsons trade remnant, have been having their way, per the team's coverage, with Clark credited for several would-be sacks that only the red jersey prevents, and Pro Bowl guard Tyler Smith volunteering that facing top-tier tackles daily is sharpening both sides. Second-year corner Siobhan Revel, back from the knee injury that ate his rookie year, strung together what Archer called maybe his best practice: breakups on Lamb and Ryan Flournoy, blanket coverage on a George Pickens end zone fade, and his own summary, via Nick Harris at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, was gratitude. There's a reason those boys are top five for real. They're sharpening my tools each and every day. The offense, meanwhile, is doing what a returning top five offense should do in August, winning most days and losing some loudly. Prescott went 13 of 17 in one charted session with the drops belonging to Lamb and Jake Ferguson, per Archer. Another day produced four touchdowns in a six-play red zone span. Saturday's period ended with Pickens sealing a goal line fade through Revel's coverage, the exact red zone fix the team keeps naming, given last year's finishing problems, and today closed with two Prescott to Lamb deep balls as the offense's answer to the defense's mourning. Pickens, in the tag year the preview flagged, has told reporters the contract is behind him. The injury ledger is mercifully minor for a camp this physical. Rookie linebacker Jayshon Barham left one practice with a groin issue, safety Elijah Clark limped off Saturday, and tight end Princeton Fant's season ended with a torn ACL, the one hard loss on a depth spot. And ownership keeps signaling the renovation isn't finished. Stephen Jones said publicly the team is considering further defensive additions by trade or signing. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. We wrote that dead last to average was the likely journey, and dead last to good the unpaid bet. Camp is the first evidence the bet has a chance. The specific deficiency, takeaways, the specific purchases, Locke, Durant, Downs, the lineman, and the specific mechanism, Parker's scheme, all pointing the same direction at once, against an offense good enough to make the test mean something. 8 to 10 wins with the honest middle at 9, unchanged, with the note that the top of the range looks slightly less theoretical than it did in July. What would change it? The joint practice against the Rams? Prescott has already previewed it, which puts Parker's install against the league's best offense instead of his own, the single most informative event on Dallas's August calendar. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.